Welcome to Opinion Havers, a movie podcast for slutty secret agents. I'm Cody.
And I'm Tyler. This one's the one for slutty secret agents?
How
many Bond movies are we deep into this
there's now? A reason. Okay, there's a reason why this one gets that title. And I'll explain it later. We watched License to Kill.
A License to a Kill.
A License to a Kill. Timothy Dalton, he's back. He's back in action. We were interested. He piqued our interest, and now he's here to fulfill all our desires. As James Bond, a different kind of a Bond, you know? A better yes. one, probably.
A better Bond. A stronger Bond. A sluttier Bond.
A sluttier Bond. Yeah. Do you want to start? Let me start.
Here's the thing. I definitely want to start on the next one. I could start on both. You could take this one. I could take the next one.
Let me take this one so I can explain myself.
Okay.
Stop talking, Tyler. It's my turn. All right? Stop being rude. Yield your time, sir. So here's the thing. Here's why James Bond is slutty in this one. All right? We all know James Bond likes to sleep around, okay? He doesn't care with or with whom. If he wants to do it or if it's for Queen and Country, he'll do it anytime, anywhere, any fun, okay? Oh, Tyler's sleepy. It was a sleepy night. But last movie, Timothy Dalton proved to us that Bond could be better. You know, Bond could be truer. Bond could hold himself to one woman, you know? And he could sacrifice from be a gentleman to a woman, you know? This movie... Forget, we don't even know what she's doing. She's gone. She's dead to us. We don't care. Which I guess is fine. He's out here. And he swaps back and forth between Latin girl, the mob boss's girlfriend, and then pilot girl. Even to the final scene, he makes out with Latin girl. And it's like, this is great. And then pilot girl sees him as all sad. Then he's like, I'm with you. I'm making out with you. You're like, what? Pick a lane. How are you so gentle, so kind? In this movie, you're just like, which one do I want? Both of them at the same time. And by the way, they're both okay with it. You know what I'm saying? What I'm saying is, this might be my favorite Bond movie so far. That's actually my biggest qualm with this movie, all right? This one, it's pretty good. Here's why. Number one, they wear ascots in the beginning, all right? They're not wearing ties. They're not chumps, okay? You got a wedding, you want to make it classy? Then you wear an ascot, and that's what they do. Number two, they speak a lot of Spanish in the movie, and it's good Spanish in my professional opinion, all right? Point in case, this is actually doesn't point to that, but they speak Spanish and it's pretty good. The Latin girl, let's call her Latin girl because that seems respectful. She says, don't do me any harm, which is a direct translation of the Spanish, no me haces daño. Isn't that fun? Isn't that exciting? It's if you directly, because in English you wouldn't say don't do me any harm. You wouldn't say that, but that's how you say it in Spanish. Isn't that fun? Aren't these fun facts? Aren't you glad I went first? How fast is a helicopter versus an airplane? The helicopter caught up to the airplane, but I feel like the airplane would have been faster, right? I don't know. I need your help on that one, okay? Timothy Dalton's pretty good. His hair looks really bad the first, like, 10 minutes of this movie. Did you notice that? And I know it's because they're flying through the air and stuff, but it was like, quaff your hair, you know? Part it, do something to it, put some product in it. And then, like, after minute 10 of the movie, he figured it out. You know, he got it going. And that's pretty good. Most baller thing anyone's ever done? Ever? Parachute into your own wedding. Make them wait. Show up 30 minutes late. Parachute on in, you will be the hero. No one will even care about your bride or groom. It'll be all about you. That's how you make an entrance. That is theater. We've known many nipples, and our favorite nipple, as you know, is the shadow nipple. Shadow nipple's back. How do you feel about it? Great. We all feel fine. Whatever. It's here to stay. You can't knock it. It's here. Benicio del Toro's in this movie, and he is nubile. He is live. He is villainous. I think something about him not having his teeth fixed makes him 10 times scarier. Is that fair to say? His teeth are a little messed up. He's sort of got a thing. He does the big smiles and it's extra creepy. I don't know. He's not like I guess he does kind of villainy stuff in his career. I don't know. He's kind of the villain in Sicario, maybe. He just looks super villainy with his teeth and his evil grin. He got a good evil grin. That's what I'm saying. So yeah, Tyler's a racist. I'll explain that one later. No, I'll do it now since you can't say anything. Okay, there's one black man in this movie. His name's Sharky. He's a good guy. All right, Tyler. First time, right off the bat, he's like, "There's a rat. It's Sharky. It's the black." How dare you, Tyler? How being the rat? He wasn't, or was he? I don't remember. I saw this movie 3 days ago. Oh, he threw a bomb, throws worms in a guy's face. And by worms, I mean lures without the hooks in them. Remember those little fake wormies they had in the big bin? The feed bin? The fake wormies that they were jiggling back and forth to make it look like they were real worms? That was fun. I like that. New Halloween costume idea. The best Halloween costume you could ever have, anyone could ever have. I'm going to dress up as a giant manta ray, all right? I'll have flippers on underneath. It's the best disguise. It's the best costume. Manta rays are pretty cool. Have you ever pet one? I have. I've pet like four.
Oh, is your timer up?
Yeah, you're going to have to cut me off there, Tyler.
Oh, sorry. I'm looking up. I'm working over here on the, so the top speed of an aeroplane was the Eurocopter X3.
Okay.
let me go back to it, which can reach about 267 miles per hour. Okay.
Yeah.
Now I looked up the top, speed propeller aircraft.
Yeah.
Which is probably not the best thing to look up because, you know, there's like, I can't guarantee that it's a plane, which I don't know what this means, but it's because this is saying 1,000 miles an hour, which I don't know. Is that true? I don't know.
If it's on the internet, it probably isn't.
It's the world's fastest manned, it gives me the world's fastest manned airplane.
Yeah.
Which is not what I want. I want the fastest propeller plane.
Mm-hmm.
The answer is the plane's faster.
That's cool.
Then the fastest helicopter, the slowest plane is probably faster.
Oh, yeah. Their helicopter catches right on up to that plane. It's like the plane's not even trying to go nowhere, which is fine. But here's the thing I was saying about manta rays, stingrays, whatever you want to call it. I don't care. James Bond has a costume, and I realized... This is the phenomenon.
Hold, you stop your face right now. We're going to get to that, Cody.
What? I already talked about it.
No. I want to do my thing now.
No, but hold on. I have one thing to say.
No.
It was really good.
Is it, though? Is it worth you cutting into my time?
I'm not cutting into your time. I haven't started your timer.
I've got my timer right here.
Mermaid tails suck. We should only wear manta ray tails. Go ahead.
It started. You cut into my time. How dare you? Cody, how dare you insinuate I would ever besmirch the name of Sharky. I definitely tried to call Rat on the other black guy in this film. Sharky is an angel. It was the black CIA and or FBI agent dude that I tried to say was definitely the dude that was going to break him out. Shocker, it was the white guy. Hashtag Whitey is the worst, okay? Cody, this movie introduces to us a character by the name of Sharky with no past and, spoilers, no future in the franchise. He is introduced as part of a trio that has always and always will be a duo, okay? A dyad, as Cody furiously mouths to me. Okay, here's the thing. Cody, ignore Boog. Ignore the cat Boog. Sharky, they take Sharky. They grab you by the neck and they shove him down your throat. And you loved every inch of it, Cody. You loved taking all of Sharky into yourself because you love Sharky. He's the best. Hashtag Sharky forever. Hashtag justice for Sharky, okay? He's the best. There's no reason for him to be there, but you want him there all the time, okay? I mean, it's Sharky. There's the manta ray we saw. You mentioned the manta ray. Manta ray? What did I say is the manta ray? I was like, it's a dude in a manta ray suit. Absolutely not thinking it was actually going to be a guy in a manta ray suit. What was it, Cody? It was a dude in a manta ray suit. And you loved it, and I loved it. We all loved it. What did we love it almost as much as? Sharky. There was a submarine, Cody, the submarine. Okay, let's talk about this submarine. The submarine, they got in a submarine. They went underwater. The submarine filled with water. It's a useless submarine. What's the point of the submarine? Nobody knows. They did a drug transaction with a drone submarine. What appeared to be 10 feet from the boat. That's not how you want to do that drug transaction. These people are bad drug dealers. What you want to do is you do that drug transaction where they're like a mile or more away from you. Where you can't see each other. You leave the crates. You leave the probe. You leave the sacks. You leave the stuff, okay? They recover the stuff and leave the other stuff. And then you come and you get the new stuff. That's what it is. James Bond jumps on this probe and he just stabs the cocaine. He stabs it and it goes everywhere. And then he steals a plane. You ask yourself, why did he go on that rampage? Because he was high out of his mind the entire time. The entire time. Can we talk about how they killed a man with a decompression chamber? They turned the pressure. Oh, Commander Kolia from Stargate Atlantis turned up the pressure. And blew him up. We had the Collector from Avengers. We had Commander Kolia from Stargate. And something, I don't know what else Bond's been in. I don't know. I'm sure he's been in lots of stuff. You know who's still there, though? Q's still there. He's always there. He'll always be there until suddenly he's not there. There, Cody. He goes, do the thing. I like this villain, though. He's a good guy. He's got lots of stuff. He's a nice guy. His money is worth more to him. Wait, money is worth less to him than loyalty. He's all about the loyalty, except he kills all his people. He's got a young, as you said, new Bob Benicio del Toro, who I definitely think they were just like, get him to say more words, because he's better than most of the main actors at saying the words. And he's good at what he does. You got, what's this, Wayne Newton? Playing a weird meditation dude, and he is he's a horny old man, as you said. He's, oh, bless your heart. That's what he says when she blows up his temple and steals the money back from him that she gave him. They call him Orientals, Cody. The Orientals is back. You thought it went with Connery? It's back, and it's better than ever. We had Shao Kahn. Was that the name of the character? From Mortal Kombat, playing an Oriental from Hong Kong that dies.
Cody, oh, I'm gonna have to cut you off right there, Tyler. Oh, man, I didn't start your time right away, so I was going to let you get away with so much more time. All right, I'm looking up this actor right now, and here's the thing. Shang Tsung. That's his name. That's the character's name in Mortal Kombat. Shang Tsung.
Oh, okay.
Your soul is mine. That guy.
Yeah, that guy. That guy is a...
Remember that time I skipped through Mortal Kombat and we ended up watching like 40 minutes of it that one
We
night?
Watched a lot of it. Oh. How many times did we watch? Here's the thing. If you got time, all the people out there, Mortal Kombat's probably still on Netflix, right? That's how we watched it.
Mm-hmm.
If not, it's probably on YouTube for free. Nobody cares about that movie anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Find the fight scene in the forest between, is it Scorpion and...
Johnny Cage.
Scorpion cartwheels in from behind a tree out of nowhere for no reason, does a cartwheel.
I love the movie Mortal Kombat, and here's the thing. When I was 6, Small Soldiers. Watched that movie like once a week for a year. When I was 7, Mortal Kombat. Watched that movie once a week for about a year. Oh, what a great film.
It's so good.
Man. So, this movie, wow. I think this may be my favorite plot to a James Bond movie ever.
Yeah.
I mean, because they kind of dip out of the whole mystery spy thing, whatever. Just like revenge story. James Bond has gone rogue, and yeah. It's just revenge. That's all we need. And he's still doing some, espionage stuff. But like, He doesn't have the backing of the British government. He's just like, I'm just doing this because I must avenge that guy. It wasn't even like...
Felix.
Yeah, Felix.
It's Felix's wedding. And then Felix gets
what,
got.
What movie is Felix in?
Felix has been in several.
I don't believe you.
He has definitely been in several movies.
He probably hasn't, though. That's the thing that you're not understanding.
I mean, he definitely has.
Nah.
He's a well-known character.
I'm very sure he hasn't been... Look, he's been in Live and Let Die. All right, that's uh-huh. one. He's been in License to Kill. That's two.
Uh-huh.
So, what, two?
I mean, they changed actors. So, yeah. there was a different guy who played Felix during Connery.
There's a lot of TV work. This guy's interesting. I really lost interest in this.
Yeah.
It says that actor is in the 19 is in Live and Let Die, which is the first Roger Moore. So
So Felix is the CIA agent.
Oh my goodness.
He usually bails him out.
Yeah, which is fine. So I liked that plot where just like, all right, I'm getting revenge. I know it's a little ridiculous, a little crazy, but it was good. I think it was a good one. I don't know. I think I just liked that I didn't have a mystery to figure out. It was just like James. But even like, I don't know. I feel like I disliked all the twists in all the Bond movies. I'm like, that doesn't make any sense. Oh, it's because there's a twist right here. Whereas I actually really liked the twists in this one. Like James Bond is about to take the shot, but then he gets shot by ninjas. And then the government's like, is like the CIA or something. Like, we've been trying to set up this sting for like ever, and you just ruined it for us. But then James Bond, because those people died, James Bond is still able to maintain his cover and like get in good with the bad guy. You know, just all of that. I was like, that's cool. I thought that was good.
Oh, my mic's muted. You're gonna have
to. So here's the thing. We talked about the shadow nipple, how it returned, but there is a better nipple. You know what nipple that is? Stone nipple. Remember James Bond? He's climbing something. I don't know. He's climbing. Climbing something. There's just like statues with like pretty detailed nipples. I was like, oh, that's cool. Gotta throw him in there. Oh, my favorite moment from this movie. There's a lot. Here's this one. Spider-Man. James Bond channels his inner Spider-Man. You know what he does? Boom! Throws a net at someone.
He does not throw a net. He gets a net thrown on him.
What happened? Yeah, whatever.
And someone just threw a net on it.
Someone threw a net, and I said Spider-Man because it looked like Spider-Man. It was pretty great.
I don't think you watched the movie.
I don't know.
I think you read an article.
My other favorite moment from this movie, you talked about them blowing up the dude in the chamber. He explodes. Yep. And I was like, why would they waste all that money? And then you called it. You called the pun. And you said, you're going to have to launder that money. And then they said, oh, what do you want to do with that money? Launder it. And you're like, oh. It blew my mind. It blew my mind when you called that pun.
Yeah.
Made me real happy.
Shocker. I don't remember all of them. But I have watched, at one point, every single James Bond movie.
Uh-huh. Oh my goodness, you know what I noticed in this movie? Q does the thing where he's like, hey, here's this gun, look, bloop, it's a signature just for you, so the gun only goes off when you shoot it. They use that in a different Bond movie. One of the new ones.
Yeah. And the new ones, his gun is
I thought it was cool. Gun. I thought it was cool in the new one, and in this one, it was fine. I was like, they stole it. they stole it from the movie that's gonna come out in 20 years.
That's how it works, Cody. Let's look into the future and they steal those good ideas.
Oh my goodness. Oh, remember when James Bond went to get away and he had a shotgun and he shot at the wall and just like a 3-foot hole pops out of the wood wall? Remember that?
There's a lot to unpack in that scene before that even happens.
I remember. Okay, now I remember what scene this is. This is where we get introduced to Benicio.
He rolls up in a boat.
Yeah.
And is it Kaylin? Was like, well, you just were people driving boats around like cars? And were they Key West or something?
Key West, yes.
It's like, yes. People do drive around boats like cars.
You don't even own a car if you live in Key West. You just have a boat.
Yeah.
Boat? You have a boat? You have a golf cart. That's it.
That's all you need.
That's all you need. And if you're a teenager, you got Heelys. Got boat Heelys, which is like, it's like little water skis that go on the bottom of your shoes with tiny propellers. That's what you have.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So they roll up. He goes up to the agent. I don't know. I don't care about
it. She's not an agent. She's just a pilot. How dare you? There's no agents in this coach.
She's a bush pilot, but she's better than all the men pilots, but she'll never know because it's a man's world.
Yeah. He pulls out his tiny little Walter PPK and he's like, gotta be careful. And she's got a giant shotgun under the table. She's like, suck a wiener, dude. I got a shotgun. And then there's a stripper there. Not really a stripper, a dancer.
She is a professional dancer. Most professional dancer I've ever seen. They start shooting guns, a brawl breaks out, and she keeps on dancing.
Yeah, man tries to stab James Bond with a swordfish.
Yep, sure does. Almost hits her. She pauses for just a moment.
Oh.
And then keeps dancing.
Does she? Is that in the moment she pauses?
I remember she had to move because it like step. Came right next to her. She was kind of like,
But she's still dancing on the edge still, there.
She just keeps dancing. She's still moving. Amazed. Guns are going off. Tables are turning over. People are falling over left and right. She's dancing.
Yeah.
I was very impressed.
She kept it moving.
Oh, that's pretty great. Oh, yeah. And then James Bond shoots a hole through a door. I don't know. It wasn't even like...
It's just a wall.
Just, it falls a giant hole.
Almost like it's made by a props department.
Oh my gosh. And
very
then,
obviously.
And then she gets shot in like her lower back or something, but she's got a bulletproof vest. And he's like, a few inches away and it would have been your head.
I told you this, 18 inches is just, it's a few, okay?
18 inches?
It qualifies as a few.
You're telling me lower back to your head is 18 inches?
I'm telling you, her lower back as she was diving to the skim in the top of the back of her head, probably, I don't know. Also, here's the thing, it felt like Kevlar product placement.
Why don't they just put, here's the thing, if they had shot her in the upper chest or back, it's like, well, that is a few inches, Bond.
But that would have been her boobs, and you can't damage those.
It was in her back, though, so it could have, it's
you
fine.
Can't shoot her in the chest, Cody.
It's fine.
Cody, did it not, to me, it felt like product placement. I don't know, is Kevlar out here paying to get their...
I feel like a lot of people are... There's two ways to get your product in a Bond movie. Number one, pay up the wazoo, all right? Which I'm sure is what Kevlar did. Number two, approach Albert Broccoli drunken at a party and dare him to put your product or do, you know, in your movie, just like the guy from the band.
Yeah. Now, you're missing the third option, which is to demonstrate your product in front of him and then not say a word to him and leave. I think they should have gone someone wearing a Kevlar vest.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody with a gun walked up in front of Broccoli, shot the guy wearing the Kevlar vest,
mm-hmm.
and then just left.
just left. Set he would the have gun thought, down, walk away.
He would have thought, who were those people, and what was that vest made out of? Some kind of fiber?
I skipped a lot of this movie in my notes, because here's the thing. I kind of just skipped to the end. Okay, a couple things about the end. Number one, Q. Desmond Llewellyn, who plays Q,
yes.
He rolls up and is like, yeah, it's okay, I'll support you. He gives James Bond a bunch of gadgets. Q gets in the action as an undercover agent, wearing a large mustache and a hat, like a servant's outfit, you know? He's sweeping the ground. He sees the bad guys go. Yoink. Pulls an antenna out of that broom. Communicates his message. Yoink. Just hucks that broom right into the bush. Yeah. He's like, I'm done with this now. I don't even need this anymore. Fun fact. It's my only fun fact for this movie. That was his idea. Desmond Llewellyn was like, you know, Q always gives Bond a hard time about messing up the equipment. What if I just threw the broom away? And they're like, classic. And they let him do it. Isn't that fun?
It's fun.
Hmm.
I told you I saw a picture of that gadget.
Yeah.
Like, while doing some research for, like, the fourth movie.
Yeah.
And I've been so excited ever since. Mm-hmm. For Q, dressed up as a groundskeeper of some sort, and just popping an antenna out of a broom.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I lied. I have another fun fact, and it is much, much more fun than I ever realized.
Oh.
You know that one actor from this movie plays what's his name? Shang Tsung?
Yeah.
The villain of Mortal Kombat. Well, someone else is in Mortal Kombat.
Is it the pilot lady?
Mortal Kombat 1 and 2. Close. It is the Latin lover. The actress, Talisa Soto. The actress, is the character's name, Lupe Lamora. She plays Kitana in Mortal Kombat and Mortal Kombat Annihilation.
What?
I know. That just blew my mind.
Well, now we have to watch all the Mortal Kombat movies.
We sure do. Oh, man. Anyway, so let's talk about Lupe.
Lupe. That's what they call her.
Lamora. Lupe is the worst. So here's her job. Her job is to be close to the murderous crime lord Sanchez, all right?
Yeah.
What she does do is have sex with everybody all the time. In the very beginning of the first scene of the movie, she's having sex with someone she shouldn't be having sex with. She gets flogged for it. Later on, she has sex with James Bond. She proceeds to fall in love with James Bond.
Yeah.
Falls in love with James Bond. Is like, I love him. I'll do anything for him. You're like, wait, you are also in love with a crime lord who's killing all these people. What are you doing? And then, I don't know, it seems like she's not helping the crime lord. It seems like she's just causing chaos. What is her deal? She's the worst. Furthermore, at the end of the movie, she just, like, is with Bond and lets Bond go to the other girl. I don't understand this woman. Help me. She's awful. She has no loyalty.
All right. She also is like, Bond's like, I'm leaving. I'm out of here. I'm going. I'm hitting the road. It's too dangerous. I'm outie. And she's like, no. Stay with me. So he's like, okay. And then as soon as he's gone on the thing that she basically is like the reason that he's still there for, she runs to Q. And what's her face? And she's like, he's in danger. He wouldn't leave.
Yeah. I hate her. And she's awful.
Like, yeah. Also, I just, you know, I feel like it still haunts my dreams. The statue at the foot of James Bond's bed in the not Mexican, what is he? Chilean? I don't know. They never specify.
Belizean?
Drug lord's house is a fish with a weird man face.
Oh, I forgot about that.
It's like, imagine a fish.
Uh-huh.
And then just slap a dude face, but like a real scrunched and kind of like...
Oh, it was terrifying.
Face, just bop right on the end there. Replace fish face with human face. And have it staring right at you while you sleep. Cody, yeah. I'm amazed at his ability to perform under those circumstances. Also, does every Hong Kong drug enforcement agency agent get two ninjas with him? And do the two ninjas need to be in love? Is that a stipulation?
I feel like there is a love amongst all ninjas. Like, if there's two ninjas together, like, all ninjas are in a polyamorous relationship, right? And so by default, if you're with on a mission with any ninja, you're automatically in a relationship, you know?
Yeah.
In that sense.
They killed Sharky like it was nothing, Cody.
That was very sad.
He was just hanging next to the sharks. They said his name was Sharky. Meh, 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 meh. And then James Bond kills that guy.
Oh.
With a harpoon gun.
That's the thing about this movie, too. I did like this villain because he was all in. Like, he's like, oh, I got to kill someone? Let me look around and find the most interesting way for me to kill them. You know, that was like his thing, which I know is the thing with all Bond villains, but other Bond villains it felt more cheesy, whereas his was like more sinister. It was like, nope, gotta do it this way, you know?
Yeah,
I appreciate it. I thought he was actually like a scary villain, you know?
Yeah, like they just fed Felix's leg to a shark.
Oh yeah.
And he's like, you're gonna kill me. And he's like, because this isn't even the drug lord, this is the smuggler. That's like, there's worse things than dying. How about losing a leg, losing most of the use of your arm, and then we kill your wife? And it's like, yeah, I'd say that qualifies. It's probably really worse than just dying.
Really kicked it up a notch.
That guy died. Also, those worms, I'm going to do some air quotes real quick. Worms, they just went to Bass Pro and bought some lures. That's all those were. It's like, you can buy those without the little tails.
Yeah, you really can.
They made a choice to buy something that doesn't look like worms
It off as worms. And they just made it jiggle.
Yeah.
Because when you first hit, you're like, unsettled. And then you're like, after 2 seconds, you're like, wait.
Yeah, they held on for too long.
All right. We got to talk about the end of this movie because they lost me for a little bit. There's a giant truck chase scene, and James Bond pulls off some Vin Diesel Fast and Furious BS, right?
Wasn't this exactly from like the beginning of one of the Fast and Furious movies?
Yeah, no, because Vin Diesel has the signature move where he pops his car up so it's only on two wheels. And James Bond not only drives on the two side wheels, he also drives on the two back wheels. Like, he lifts up the front of the truck, and he also drives with the side of the truck up. And I was kind of like, all right, you lost me. I mean, but then they kind of won me back with the giant explosion at the end. Like, because he kills the villain. He kills the bad guy with the lighter from Felix's wedding.
From Felix Leiter?
Felix Leiter. He lights him on fire. So, I mean, that was cool.
It's Felix Leiter's lighter.
Felix Leiter's lighter. Oh my gosh, I forgot. We didn't even talk about
the fact that he kissed Felix's wife.
So apparently, if you're Felix and you're getting married in Key West, here's one thing I learned. Everybody gets to kiss the bride.
Yeah.
That's the rule. Now, you can have multiple kisses from the bride if you're bold.
Here's the thing. The multiple kisses thing, that's a no-go, but I have heard of this before, actually. The kiss the bride thing. You come by, kiss the bride.
It's gross.
I'm not sure I've ever heard of anybody actually doing it. I've heard of people joking about it. Much in the same vein of prima nocta, although I do believe it was more recently put away than prima nocta.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, that would be where, you know, this, you know,
yeah, king rolls up. Prima nocta, which is Italian for first boning.
Yeah.
So, my last note, I know I already talked about it, but I was so upset by the end of this movie when James Bond is just like, making out with you, done with you, making out with her. And I'm like, how are these women just okay with that? My last note, are you ready for it?
Yeah.
You're not ready for it. What a cad. Friggin' slut.
You said that out loud, too.
That's my last note to this movie. I actually really liked this movie.
Yeah.
It was a plot I could understand. I could wrap my brain around it, you know? And Timothy Dalton was really good. I'm bummed we didn't get more Timothy Dalton movies. I enjoyed his bonding, his bondliness. Yeah. He was supposed to get a third movie, and then there were a lot of legal issues with MGM, and they got pushed way back, and then finally he was like, eh, pass. I'm done.
Yeah, he didn't want to be doing it like Connery and Moore when he was 50s, and he's like, let's not do that.
It's just too, I wish he'd done it sooner. Like, if I could have had two less Roger Moores and two more Daltons, it would have been perfect.
You know, perfect, I think, balance. Roger Moore might agree with you at this point.
Yeah.
Probably at that point,
also, too. It's like, Roger Moore's has some good movies in the beginning, and then the last one or two are really bad. Whereas Timothy Dalton had, like, a good movie, like, a pretty good movie, and I thought this one was very good for, like, a Bond movie. Kind of can't, but it was just like, Timothy Dalton kind of just punched two good ones out and then bailed, you know?
Well, I think it was like those final two ones they tried to get Dalton for,
yeah,
but he couldn't. And then they were like, oh, we'll get Dalton. And then they're like, he's like, nah, can't do it. And they're like, all right, we'll get his guy that we've used as a stand-in for him before, Brosnan. And he's like, now I'm on this other show.
Yeah.
That just keeps getting renewed. It's like, all right, where'd we put Roger Moore? Go find him in the retirement home we left him at. Dig him out. Let's put him on stage.
Get that man some Viagra and let's get him on set.
Get him some Viagra and feed him some 18-year-olds. Okay?
feed him some 18-year-olds. Oh, how much? What else you got, Tyler?
I mean, I think we've, I mean, this, I would say so far, had overall the best cast. Like, the actors Benicio, were the best.
Like, all the villains were actually very good. Whereas in the past, the henchmen were garbage, honestly. This is like, yeah. I feel like it was the first one with a good henchman and a good villain.
Well, Benicio, I didn't realize this until I was flicking through the things, but like, a lot of places, he's on the list of Bond villains.
Yeah.
Which I didn't realize. But as a henchman, to be included in the Bond villains,
it's quite an honor.
Yeah. But I mean, even the guy that you hate, the smuggler dude, like, he's a pretty good actor. The guy that plays the main drug lord, like I said, he is in the Stargate show where he plays a very similar character.
Oh, yeah.
And he's awesome. It's like his storyline is it's on another level than the rest of the show. Most of the show is trash Stargate, you know, stuff. Mm-hmm. And then his stuff is like, he takes everything up a notch.
Yeah.
And he's like, you're like, they're going to lose to this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's just better than them.
Yeah.
And now I want to watch all his stuff, but the rest of it's probably hot garbage. So.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, that's it. I liked it. I liked him. He got burned in cocaine gas.
Oh, yeah. That's the way to go.
The two vices of America. Wake up, sheeple. Anything to add after my sheeple comment?
Timothy Dalton, like, was in a factory of cocaine with dust everywhere.
Oh, yeah, he was above the grinder.
So he was right above the cocaine grinder. And anyway, they didn't... I would have loved, like, that last scene where, like, his eyes would be all bloodshot while, like, the semi-truck is going on two wheels and he's going, you know, plowing through stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would have, like, a recut like, of
oh,
this
the
movie.
End of this movie is just, like, a fever cocaine dream of Timothy Dalton.
I just
like, the end of the movie, like, actually pans him and he's, like, tweaking out on the floor. And like, oh, okay, it was just his cocaine fantasy.
Yeah.
Yeah. What a film. I really like the pilot girl. I thought she was great. I thought she was a very good Bond woman.
Yeah.
A very good one. You know who wasn't good? Lupe!
Lupe is the worst.
Why don't you go be in a Mortal Kombat movie, Lupe?
Hashtag no justice for Lupe. Take away all the justice.
Injustice for Lupe.
Injustice for Lupe.
Oh, that was great. Hey, if you want to tell us your opinions or ask for movies, tweet me at Opinion Havers.
Yeah, or you could share us.
Ugh, whatever.
You could favorite us. You could rate us. 4.5 stars.
Yes, please. I will take 4 stars. I will take 4.5 stars. If you give us 5 stars, we will stop the podcast.
What?
I don't know.
I want to stop the podcast.
You don't want to stop? Please don't give us 4.5 stars.
Give us 5 stars. 5.5 stars.
5.5 stars.
But until you do, watch movies.
And have opinions. Yeah.
Yeah.